21. I would like to call the meeting to order by noting the presence of a quorum. Also, I'd like to ask for approval of the minutes for the meeting held on August 5th, 2020. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. At this time, I'd like to call on Horace Green to present the 2020 annual report.
Thank you, Commissioner. I apologize. I'm only available via audio, but thank you all for attending. I am pleased to present the Remick annual report for the fiscal year ended October 31st, 2020. During the year, Remick issued commitments to insure 17 new loans covering 3,725 units with a total mortgage amount of $350 million and an insured amount of $70 million. Additionally, Remick issued 19 certificates of insurance covering 4,099 units with a total mortgage amount of $174 million and an insured amount of $36 million. Remick ended fiscal year 2020 with 271 loans in its portfolio, covering over 36,000 units with a total mortgage amount of $1.4 billion and an insured amount of $304 million. Remick reserves at the end of fiscal year 2020 total $151 million. Remick did not pay out any claims during fiscal year 2020 and does not currently have any loans in default. However, subsequent to fiscal year 2020, Remick paid four claims totaling approximately $52,000 on loans to approve for mortgage forbearance under an agreement with Penny & Co. covering five loans. The terms of this agreement was approved by the members at the August 5th, 2020 board meeting and included the requirement that Remick is reimbursed for each claim within 18 months of the commencement of the forbearance repayment period. Details of the claims and reimbursement payments will be included in the fiscal year 2021 annual report. There are no Remick insured HDC loans currently in forbearance, and Remick does not expect a default. Requests for mortgage forbearance or payment assistance have tapered off in recent months, and delinquency remains stable, averaging less than 1% during recent months. Remick and HDC continue to closely monitor this portfolio for signs of distress. Remick continues to perform well, fulfilling its mission to promote the production and rehabilitation of affordable housing in New York City, while also maintaining a stable AA rating from Standard & Poor's. Upon approval of the Remick annual report, it will be posted to the HDC website. This concludes my report, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the board? Is there any other business that members of the board would like to discuss? Hearing none, I would like to call for a motion to adjourn the Remick board meeting.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you so much for attending. The HDC board meeting is at 11 o'clock immediately after this meeting. For those who are attending, you do not need to switch off to join any other link. And Tom, you and Blondell, I don't think Blondell joined today, but Tom, you're welcome to stay for the HDC board meeting. Thank you. Good morning. Welcome back, everybody.
Good morning.
Shall we begin?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Welcome to the HDC board meeting, Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021. I would like to note the presence of a quorum. And I would like to start this meeting by asking for approval of the minutes for the meeting held on April 6, 2021. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes held of the meeting held on April 6, 2021?
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. At this point, I'd like to call on Eric Endelin to give the president's report. Eric?
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Commissioner, and thank you to the board members in attendance again today. I'm really happy to be joining you from HDC's offices in Lower Manhattan, as you can see behind me. After more than a year of almost entirely teleworking, the HDC team has been returning to the office and since May. In fact, many of us are here today. You'll see us on camera. While we've been very successfully working remotely, we're also returning in solidarity with our partner agencies who've also returned to their offices in May, and the numerous government employees, including members of the HDC Office Services, Engineering, and IT teams, who have been working outside of their homes for much of the pandemic. In fact, a significant portion of the New York City workforce has worked directly throughout much of this pandemic. Our return is also part of a broader reopening of the city, a welcome development after such a long and, quite honestly, often turbulent year. I will always be incredibly proud of the work that the HDC team was able to do during the height of the pandemic. It was an extraordinary effort to keep the affordable housing pipeline moving and to maintain our commitment to preserving NYCHA's housing stock as well, while dealing with such uncertainty in our world. And while we all learn to manage these changes at a personal level at the same time. While we kept the work going and found ways to keep the spirit of HDC and New York City strong, we do welcome the opportunity to safely gather together again and to regain that sense of collaboration we get by being together in person. This is a process, so you will notice that we're coming to you from separate locations sometimes and separate offices within the building, but we will get there. I'm sure, as many of you too, I have requests to rejoin the world for lunches or just to get together for a coffee. And I'm doing that, as many of us are. I've kind of started with some of our government folks and government colleagues and some of our development partners, but also starting to kind of reach out to some of our public finance and banking partners. So I look forward to seeing you all as well soon. As we enter the summer season, we see a continued increase in vaccinations and a steady decline in COVID cases. It is a very hopeful time. For years now, I have mentioned in these meetings the need for increased resources for affordable and public housing from Washington, and we are pleased to see a real commitment to investing in our country's housing needs at scale. As always, HDC will continue to lead in conversations on the need for these resources and to engage in how to best design these resources and to make a difference in the lives of New Yorkers. On that hopeful note, I'll turn to today's agenda as we prepare for what is sure to be another busy and productive closing season. You'll hear a presentation from our Senior Vice President for Development, Ruth Marrera, seeking your approval to finance the creation and preservation of thousands of homes throughout the city. You will also hear from Senior Project Manager Leroy Giles, who will request your approval for an extension of the New York City Acquisition Fund as we anticipate an increase in volume and activity there. This comes at an exciting time. In January, the mayor announced that the Acquisition Fund will exclusively serve nonprofit and MWBE developers, an important step in the city's commitment to social and racial justice. And then finally, you'll hear again from Ruth seeking your approval for a declaration of intent resolution for a new construction development in Coney Island. Thank you for joining us again today. And with that, I will turn it back over to you, Louise, to take us through today's agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. I can't stress the importance of extending the acquisition fund, which is part of a suite of initiatives that we did with the Racial Inclusion and Equity Task Force to help support MWBs and not-for-profits. So I look forward to that extension. At this point, I would like to call pursuant to the Public Authorities Accountability Act, and for the purposes of discussing the next items on our agenda, we will now commence the meeting of HDC's Finance Committee. At this point, I'd like to call on Harry Gould to present the Audit Committee report.
Prior to this meeting, whoops, I got on mute. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. The Audit Committee met prior to this meeting, at which time the members approved the Audit Committee charter after a required annual review. The members also reviewed the 2021 second quarter financials and other investment, debt, credit, and internal audit reports. The committee also went into executive session to discuss cybersecurity, a topic which, due to its sensitivity, warranted an executive session. No votes or actions were taken during that executive session. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. Next item on our agenda is approval of an authorizing resolution relating to multifamily housing revenue bonds 2021 series F, G, H, I, and J, and approval of mortgage loans. I'd like to call on Ruth Morera to make this presentation.
Thank you, Commissioner. Good morning, everyone. I have to second that it really is good to be doing this from the offices and the comfort of my own chair and two screens in front of you. So welcoming coming back. I am pleased to recommend that the members approve the issuance of the corporation's multifamily housing revenue bonds 2021 series F, G, H, I, and J in an amount not expected to exceed $1,251,720,000. Together with the corporation's unrestricted reserves and available funds in the open resolution, the bonds are expected to finance the construction, acquisition, rehabilitation, and/or permanent financing of certain projects, refunding of certain prior bonds, and other activities as described in your memorandum. Interest on the 2021 series F, G, H, and I bonds is expected to be exempt from federal, New York State, and local income tax, and such bonds will qualify as tax-exempt private activity bonds with a combination of an allocation of new private activity bond volume cap and an allocation of recycled volume cap in accordance with the Housing and Economic Recovery Act of 2008, or HERA, and the refunding of certain outstanding bonds and obligations of the corporation. Interest on the 2021 Series J bonds is not expected to be exempt from federal income tax, but is expected to be exempt from New York State and local income tax. The members are also requested to approve programmatic authority to authorize the corporation to sell a participation interest in an amount not to exceed the mandatory prepayment due under any existing construction loan to the construction letter of credit provider, to allow for a timely receipt of the mandatory prepayments and allocation of recycled volume cap in accordance with HERA from time to time. This flexibility is helpful because it allows for large or delayed projects to make their mandatory prepayment in a timely fashion and does not increase the corporation's risk because upon construction completion and conversion to a permanent loan, each borrower will be obligated to repay the participation loan. An authorizing resolution will authorize the 322nd through 327th supplemental resolutions. It is anticipated that the proceeds of the 2021 Series F bonds, together with the corporation's unrestricted reserves, will be used to finance all or a portion of mortgage loans for 9 developments. In the aggregate, the developments would create or preserve approximately 2,234 rental homes in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and the Bronx. The corporation may fund all or a portion of the short-term portion of certain senior mortgage loans with its unrestricted reserves. When the borrower makes a mandatory prepayment upon the project's completion, such prepayment will be available for taxable relending by the corporation to other affordable housing projects. Any future lending for a development that has not been previously approved by the members will be presented for approval to the members before the making of such loan. It is anticipated that a portion of the 2021 Series F bonds will also be used to finance or to reimburse the corporation for amounts previously advanced from its unrestricted reserves to finance a portion of 4 subordinate loans for 4 developments described in Attachment 22. The 2021 Series F bond proceeds will enable the financing of or reimbursement for the subordinate loans described in Attachment 22, which the members have previously approved. The issuance of the 2021 Series F bonds for this purpose will allow for the replenishment of the corporation's reserves, which can then be relent to new developments in furtherance of the corporation's commitment to the Mayor's Housing New York Plan. It is anticipated that the 2021 Series G bonds will be issued as convertible option bonds, or COB, to preserve the tax-exempt recycled volume cap in excess of the amounts currently needed by the corporation and the New York State Housing Financing Agency. If issued, the proceeds of the 2021 Series G bonds are expected to provide construction and permanent financing for the new construction or acquisition and rehabilitation of certain developments, all of which are listed in Attachment 23, and which will all meet the low-income set-aside required to issue private activity tax-exempt bonds. The mortgage loans for these developments have either previously closed with corporate funded loans that will then be recycled bonds or are expected to close in 2021, at which point the 2021 Series G bonds are expected to be refunded or remarketed to match the terms of the applicable mortgage loans. Most of the developments listed will not be funded for the 2021 Series G bond proceeds, but all will be eligible for such financing. It is anticipated that a portion of the proceeds of the 2021 Series H bonds will be used to fund various series of the corporation's multifamily housing revenue bonds that are able to be refunded to generate interest rate savings in the open resolution. It is anticipated that the remaining portion of the 2021 Series H bonds will also be used to finance or to reimburse the corporation for amounts previously advanced from its unrestricted reserves to finance a portion of certain subordinate loans for certain of the developments described in Attachment 23. The 2021 Series H bonds proceeds will enable the financing of or reimbursement for the subordinate loans described in Attachment 23, which the members have previously approved. The issuance of the 2021 Series H bonds for this purpose will allow for the replenishment of the corporation's reserves, which can then be relent to new developments in furtherance of the corporation's commitment to the Mayor's Housing New York plan. It is also anticipated that the proceeds of the 2021 Series I and a portion of the proceeds of the 2020 Series J bonds, together with the corporation's unrestricted reserves, will be used to finance the acquisition and or rehabilitation, refinance and or restructure all of a portion of 12 mortgage loans for 12 developments. In the aggregate, the developments would preserve approximately 3,994 rental and cooperative homes in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and the Bronx. It is anticipated that a portion of the proceeds of the 2021 Series J bonds in an amount not expected to exceed $50 million will be used for future lending. Any future lending for a development that has not been previously approved by the members will be presented for approval to the members prior to the making of such loan. BEC Continuum Resyndication Development, a 548-unit development located in Brooklyn, was approved by the members on June 5, 2017. The members approved the issuance of the 2017 Series C bonds for the purpose of providing a taxable construction loan and a permanent loan for the project, and the corporation closed the financing on June 30, 2017. Construction has been completed and the mandatory prepayments of the short-term bonds was made on May 1, 2021. Due to a shortfall in the numbers of LIHTC eligible units, the project is experiencing financial hardship. To alleviate this hardship, the project is expected to benefit from a new project-based voucher Section 8 contract through HUD's project-based Section 8 housing assistance payments program. The members are being asked to approve an increase to the permanent loan to be funded with taxable proceeds or corporate reserves that will be supported by the new project-based Section 8 HAP contract. It is expected that the corporation will direct the owner to re-register legal rents with the New York State Department of Homes and Community Renewal to enable the project to benefit from the full value of the voucher payments under the HAP contract without increasing the tenant's share of the rental income. For more information on the individual projects being presented to the members for approval, please see attachments 1 through 21. The 2021 Series F bonds are expected to be issued as tax exempt, with some subseries as recycled or new volume cap and as fixed rate in an initial term rate term with convertible options and as variable rate demand bonds. The corporation expects Barclays Capital Inc. to provide liquidity through a standby bond purchase agreement for the 2021 Series F variable rate demand bonds in accordance with the programmatic authority delegated to the corporation staff by the members on March 29, 2019 members meeting. The 2021 Series G bonds are expected to be issued as variable rate obligations initially in the term rate term. The 2021 Series H and I bonds are expected to be issued as tax exempt fixed rate bonds. The 2021 Series J bonds will be issued as taxable fixed rate bonds. More detail on the developments, as well as bond underwriters, risks, fees, and credit ratings associated with the bonds are outlined in your memorandum. Are there any questions? If there are no questions, Susanna will provide the authorizing resolutions.
Thank you, Ruth. The members are requested to approve an authorizing resolution that provides for the adoption of supplemental resolutions to the open resolution. the issuance of the bonds, the terms of any liquidity facility, and other activities listed therein and in the memo before you. The members are requested to approve the making of subordinate loans for the new construction of 6 Ella developments and 2 mix and match developments from proceeds of the 2021 Series F bonds and or the corporation's unrestricted reserves in an amount not expected to exceed $115,465,000, and the use of such amount of the corporation's unrestricted reserves to fund all or a portion of the short-term portion of the senior loans for the new construction of 7 Ella developments and 2 mix and match developments. The members are requested to approve the making of certain loans for 3 preservation developments, 4 Mitchell Lama restructuring developments, and 5 LAMP developments in an amount not to exceed $246,215,000 from proceeds of the 2021 Series I bonds, 2021 Series J bonds, and or available funds of the open resolution or its unrestricted reserves. The members are requested to approve the programmatic authority to authorize the corporation to sell a participation interest in an amount not to exceed the mandatory prepayment due under any existing construction loan to the construction letter of credit provider from time to time, and a participation agreement with the financing institution acquiring a participation interest in the loan. The members are requested to approve the execution of 1 or more interest rate hedging instruments in a combined notional amount not expected to exceed $100 million. And for all of the authorizations requested above, the members are requested to approve the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of mortgage-related documents and any other documents necessary to accomplish such financing. Thank you.
Thank you, Susanna.
Who's holding the security on the hedging? Susanna.
Oh.
Who's holding the security on the hedge?
Well, it depends. Ellen, do you want to speak to the what we may do?
Sure. We have ISDA's the agreements with several large banks that are all meet our credit criteria. So once we go out to execute the hedge, we work with our hedge advisor, Mahante Garjulo, to look at the pricing and the best terms based on these. Hedge providers include Wells Fargo, PNC Bank, US Bank, Barclays, trying to remember the others, RBC, Citibank, are some of the providers we have.
Of the entities that hold the collateral, as reputable as Citi or any of those?
Yes, they all meet our rating, and we have the same credit criteria in the agreements that any bank, that if they get downgraded, they have to put up certain amounts of collateral.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions from members of the board? There are no questions. Do I have a motion to approve the authorizing resolution relating to multifamily housing revenue bonds 2021 Series F, G, H, I, and J, and approval of mortgage loans and the other actions by the members described in the memo before you?
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item on our agenda is approval of the New York City Acquisition Fund LLC senior term loan extension. And I'd like to call on Leroy Giles to make this presentation.
Thank you. I'm pleased to present for the members' approval the extension of the corporation's senior term loan to the New York City Acquisition Fund. The extension will amend the current maturity date of the senior term loan from August 31st, 2024 until on or about December 31st, 2026. In 2018, the members approved the use of the corporation's unrestricted reserves to make an interest-only loan to the Acquisition Fund in an amount not to exceed $15 million to facilitate an increase in volume of loans generated by the Acquisition Fund. Since inception and as of December 31st, 2020, the Acquisition Fund's lending volume has exceeded $530 million, generating over 14,000 newly constructed or affordable homes across 87 projects. The fund's total current lending capacity consists of $148.5 million in revolving credit lender commitments, $37 million in senior term loans, and $24 million of risk capital, including mezzanine debt, subordinate debt, and fund equity. Based on conservative payoff projections in 2021, the fund was positioned to lend approximately $40 million. Early indications from originating lenders signal demand from prospective borrowers may far outpace current lending capacity. To help mitigate this potential shortfall, the fund proposes to extend the current maturity date of the HTC term loan, providing additional lending capacity to keep pace with anticipated loan volume. As of December 31st, 2020, the fund has remained in compliance with all financial covenants and has no delinquent loans. The loan structure and risk are described in greater detail in the memo for you. The members are being asked to authorize the extension of the maturity date of the corporation's senior term loan until on or about December 31st, 2026. Delegation to the corporation's credit committee to approve one or more extensions of the maturity date of the corporation's senior term loan for a combined duration not to exceed 5 years, and the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of loan documents and any other documents necessary to accomplish the extensions described herein. Are there any questions?
Madam Chair, I think I should recuse because Lisk is a member of the loan fund and an originator.
Thank you. And we do appreciate Lisk's work with us to make the fund exclusively for MWs and not for profits. So thank you for your recusal. Do I have a quorum to vote with the recusal of member Denise Scott?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any questions for Leroy concerning the acquisition fund extension? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the New York City Acquisition Fund LLC senior term loan extension?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries. Next item on our agenda is approval of the declaration of intent resolutions. And for this, for Coney Island Phase 2, 1607 Surf Avenue and Brooklyn, New York. For this, I'd like to call Ruth Marrera to make the presentation.
Thank you. As you know, the declaration of intent resolutions are solely for tax purposes, allowing any expenditures incurred by a project's developer within 60 days prior to the date the resolution is passed to be eligible for tax-exempt bond financing. Before HTC were to actually finance a project, the specifics of the transaction would be presented to the members for review and approval. Please refer to the memorandum before you entitled Resolution of Declaration of Intent, Coney Island Phase 2. The proposed development will consist of the new construction of one building containing a total of 376 residential low-income rental units to be located in Coney Island and Brooklyn, using approximately $146,965,000 in tax-exempt bonds. The project is to be developed by a single-purpose entity to be formed and controlled by BFC Partners. The members are asked to approve the resolution at this time.
Are there any questions? Thank you, Ruth. Do I have a motion to approve the declaration of intent resolution for Coney Island Phase 2?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. At this point, I'd like to close the meeting of the Finance Committee and call for a motion of the HDC Board to ratify those items just approved by the Finance Committee. Do I have a motion?
Moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there any other business that any member of the board would like to present today? There being none, I would like to call for a motion to adjourn. Hi. We welcome this additional member.
He's only 4 months old.
Oh. Welcome. There being no other business, I'd like to call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
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 All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for attending. It's good to see you, and hopefully I will see you in person soon. Take care.
Thank you, Louise.